The Prisoner. Shattered Visage. Episode 3. Confrontation.
Hello? Sorry, wrong number. No, that's quite all right. Damn cloak and dagger bollocks. Gift from my old boss, Mrs. Butterworth.
Weird, huh? Your Lotus is in better shape than your marriage.
That wrong number trick seemed a bit melodramatic.
What's a little melodrama between friends?
It's just that I hate my adrenaline to peak before breakfast.
Life during wartime. Stick to the routine.
Why this meeting?
Our little operation is snafu'd. So it's time to prioritize our options. I've already got the boys warming up in the bullpen. Every minute, every second we waste is crucial.
We don't have the resources.
We got resources up the wazoo. Men, planes, you name it.
They're not ours, Lee. Who'll fund it? Take responsibility. No country wants an embarrassing fiasco.
Exactly. Discretion is assured. We'll just borrow what we need. We've got a blank check. Well, gotta get going. Meet me in the bleachers. Usual time.
You're crazy, Lee!
No, crazy is what your wife is up against. Crazy is the village.
Control room. Sounds like a good place to start looking for answers. A way out.
The monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought it was all in fun. Pop goes the weasel.
You almost scared me to death. Are you ever going to tell me your name?
Namen sind überflüssig. Nummer 6.
Wie darf ich Sie denn nennen?
Gar nichts, Nummer 6.
I had a good stroll around the village. Invigorating. Enlightening too.
Enlightening too.
May I join you on your seesaw?
To balance things out.
Are the lights working in here?
Turn your torch off. Adjust to the darkness.
Stars! All over the ceiling! I thought this was the control room. Seems more like an observatory.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Ancient civilizations believed the stars held the key to our future. In code, unreadable.
First star I see tonight.
Is that why you resigned? To stargaze?
The secret's out.
What are these machines on each end? Viewers, let's have a look. I can see the village. These pictures are from all the cameras out there. The streets, the beach, inside the houses. I feel like a peeping Tom. Wait, back. That's number 2. On a working horse. What's he doing?
Riding to war.
Come in. Oh, Thomas. Thanks for dropping by.
My secretary felt it was top priority on my agenda.
The agenda rules. Anything to drink?
Just water, thanks. Besides, I wanted to ask if your boys had snooped through my flat.
Why? Was it ransacked?
No. Very professional, almost invisible. A few subtle things alerted me. The phone shifted slightly. My bureau drawer pushed in too far. If I hadn't been married to an expert, I would never have noticed.
Any news of her?
They'll resume the search as soon as the weather clears. Most likely a technical malfunction.
Let's hope so. She's a valuable resource. She has access to sensitive material.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ross. She's as loyal as you or I.
We can't rule out defection or foul play.
I'm talking about trust.
Sometimes, Thomas, you're shockingly naive. Your wife was under a good deal of stress. Recent assignments, Max and Joanne, marital discord. Then she abruptly resigns and sails off out of contact with everyone. Hardly the act of a calm, detached agent. Why did she resign? I'd like you to look at some footage we obtained from the BBC. Nothing too unusual. But watch the far right. Who's this cameraman? The BBC has no record of him. A friend of yours? He certainly seems to know you. Care to enlighten me?
Some American I met in a pub once. Seemed nice enough.
We have reason to believe that he is a foreign operative. Evidence points to him sabotaging Alice's NAVCOM. Further, we suspect him of murder.
Murder? My wife!
No, no. Martin Lake, the agent who was following you. You are attending his funeral tomorrow morning, aren't you? Ministry solidarity and all that.
Yes. Of course.
I'm sorry about this. Didn't invite you just to depress. Sure I can't offer you a drink?
Could you make it a whiskey?
Actually, I wanted to congratulate you on your work on The Village Idiot. Read it last night, a gripping yarn. Made the bestseller list, I believe. You must be pleased.
In a way. It was hard work, wading through his memoirs. Full of brimstone and semicolons. He spilled his classified guts. I had to rewrite most of the book.
Even so, it was banned by the Cabinet Secretary via the Official Secret Act.
Which gave the book total credibility and drove sales through the roof. Perfect. It's a US technique. Since they have a Freedom of Speech Act, they have to be more creative. A cover-up would be too messy. So you grudgingly divulge a lesser evil, find a scapegoat and punish them. Society breathes easier. Basic inoculation theory.
Old-fashioned sleight of hand. So even after all this time, the old conscious information was still sensitive?
I had to delete material pertaining to the Zircon satellite, the Windscale disaster, and preemptive platforms. Our American cousins may be excised references of plenty more, including JFK and the Livermore Group. Plus rings have been removed before I'd even got there.
Really? Could you make anything of it?
Well, enough to make me curious. Some real apocalyptic stuff. Something about archangels. Very cryptic. Number two was just a pawn. Imagine what one of those archangels could tell us.
Imagine. Does it bother you that you labored in obscurity?
No. You? It sure as hell bothered number two.
Once upon a time, in a magic kingdom, there was a special court with special knights who fought dragons, secret dragons. One day, one of the knights grew weary. He threw down his shield, unbuckled his armor, and cried, "Enough!" The other knights whispered to each other, Did he see something in the land of the dragons? Does he know something we don't? Perhaps he breathed the dragon fumes and became a dragon. So it came to pass that the errant knight was locked in a tower and visited regularly by a courtier called Number Two. With every visit, Number Two grew a new face and a new body. Mean Twos, lean Twos, we have the means Twos, keen Twos, clean Twos, God save the Queen Twos. Each different, each the same. And darkness came to the kingdom. Clouds of suspicion settled over the land. Dragons were found in the most unlikely of places, high and low. A terrible battle was pitched. The true knights, shining brightly, their standards held high, were the first to go. And soon a proclamation was trumpeted across the land. The war is over. We have prevailed. But who's to say who's won? The knights or the dragons?
I hate this game. This bloody game.
I thought you loved cricket.
I'm not talking about cricket, Lee.
If you want to play in the big leagues, you have to be prepared to take your lumps.
Ross called me for a fireside chat today. He knows Lee. In fact, he seems to know more than I do.
Yeah?
He practically accused you of murder. You didn't, did you?
What?
Murder.
I told you, Tom. Ross is the best interrogator you've got. He's got you trembling like a frightened schoolboy.
It's not funny, Lee. It's only a matter of time.
We've just gone to yellow alert. Operation Departure will commence tonight. All you've got to do is wipe your ass clean and get ready for a reunion with your wife. I love this game. I love this game.
We'd better find some shelter.
Take my umbrella. Must secure the village's power supply before the storm hits.
Who's that standing in the arch?
I'm afraid this place isn't big enough for both of us. Good to see you again, Number Six. What a pleasant coincidence bumping into you after... How long has it been?
Not long enough.
Well, your dry wit hasn't deserted you.
Nor you, your minions. I knew you'd plant a scout. Better odds. Two against one.
Two? What? You think I'm with him?
Warder's attitude. Warder's watch.
Let go! It's digital!
No ordinary watch.
GPS!
What a pair! Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
I said, let go!
Get out of my way!
I will not be pushed, dear boy. Prison has been kinder to me than to you.
Don't feel...
For God's sake! Stop it, both of you! Children, that bourgeois? Go ahead, kill each other! Don't expect me to watch. Stupid. Stupid. Got to get away. Oh, no.
can't escape. You're as broken as the old village water mill. We're both fighting the same battle. We're both prisoners.
You failed to break me last time.
We both want freedom. It's over. You've lost. Lost 30 years ago. If you had had the courage to return to the free world, you'd know that, Number Six. And your information. Your precious secrets. Out of date. Worthless. You are nothing.
Is any cause worth living for? Worth dying for? Then take it!
That was episode 3 of Shattered Visage, starring Stefania Lintonbon as Alice, Nigel Peaver as the prisoner, Adam Manning as Thomas, Captain John Tedrasek as Ross, Bill Holweg as Lee, and Mark Kalita as Number 2. Theme music by Stephen K. Farnaby, from the original by Ron Grainer. Based on the DC comic by Dean Motta and Mark Asquith. Adapted for audio and produced by Gareth Preston. This has been a Broken Sea production.